I've got a Darren Anderson story. That was
an old pal of the show.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's quite long. I'll read it through.
Uh-huh.
This is back in November when it started. This is from Alex in Enfield. He says, whilst attending a North London nightclub, I was, being a keen Spurs supporter, reasonably shocked to see both Darren Anderson and Stefan Iversen ordering drinks at the bar.
Okay.
Standing next to a girlfriend of his.
Uh-huh.
So he said he casually wandered over to join in conversation and soon found myself invited to a party at Anderson's house when
the
club shut.
This is our casual.
In my house, it costs 3 minutes, and a year's wages to me.
Yeah.
He said, I did, of course, agree to this and followed my friend out of the club and into the cab, which Darren generously paid for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Arriving in the house, Darren proceeded to offer his free drink, the use of his pool table, jacuzzi, huge TV,
right,
and swimming pool.
Top man.
Unfortunately, I had no clothes I wanted to swim in, and Darren, yet again, out of the kindness of his heart, offered me his England training shorts to bathe in.
Wow.
On leaving the house, I made it my priority to keep Darren's shorts in order to prove to my mates that I'd been there. So what he did was put his suit trousers over a pair of soaking wet England shorts,
mm-hmm,
and walked home. He said it didn't bother him having to do that because, A, he knew of how long he'd be able to tell the story for, and B, he was completely drunk, so it didn't bother him. So the next day, he woke up with flu due to sleeping in wet shorts. He was off university and football for a week. He kept the shorts till the end of December, kept them in good condition for 2 months, and decided it was finally time to venture out and play in them. His mates had come back from university, and he wanted to reveal his story and tell them all about the evening. So he put the shorts on, went out to play the game. Within 10 minutes, broke his ankle.
No. Yeah, yeah, this is
so
karma.
So he believed.
Karma.
He said, I believe I removed Anderson's injury jinx that night and firmly planted it onto myself by wearing his shorts. Spurs fans have me to thank for Darren Anderson's injury-free
spell. Darren Anderson is not as dim as he sometimes looks. He's passed on the shorts of injury.
What film is that when you pass on the road? Night of the Hunter.
Yeah.
That's what he's done.
He said he's currently attempting to remove the jinx by lending the shorts to other people to play in. He has yet to be successful.
Well, I think the main point to come out of this is Britain's most generous and nicest footballer. Unless anyone can prove differently there, footballers do not, as a rule, invite you back to their houses. Male on male.
Hang on. No, invited a 19-year-old male back to his house.
That kind of relates to the other story, doesn't it?
No. This is a fella at a bar. Just, you know, come on, all but could be done the other angle, where footballers do a freeloaders and come back to your house and drink all your Weasley brown ale. But I don't think we've ever done yet. This fella.
Who was it that did no good meat? You drank a whole sidebird full of.
That's it. Went back to someone's house and they met him and they said, do you want to come back for a drink? And then he complained when it ran out. Brian Kidd has been told here.
No kid.
Norman Whiteside.
That makes a load of sense now, doesn't it?
What DK said, you don't remember the call, I remember the fella saying, and you know, we thought, God, it's Norman Whiteside. There was at some kind of do where he was speaking.
Yeah,
the function.
Yeah.
And he hung around afterwards, the Whiteside, and the fella went across to him and said, you're Norman Whiteside, aren't you?
He didn't say you're Norman Whiteside until Norman Whiteside had drunk the bar dry.
Bring
down those plastic railings they have in function.
But if you remember, they'd exhausted their conversation with Norman Whiteside, and just purely as a floater, they didn't want him to say, yeah, they said, well, we've got some beer back indoors, and he drained his cup and said, let's go. And I thought, oh, no.
Those are the very trigger words.
Those are, let's go. And back